Gary, first of all, the worst feeling in the world, I suppose, is when you play well and don't win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is, particularly in the this period where we've struggled to get results when we've actually performed quite well. And like I said before, I think you look at the start of the season and up to February, not a lot could go wrong, and we were getting little breaks in games. We don't seem to be getting those at the minute, and we're working hard to get it, and that's just, I think, part of the process of trying to be better, trying to understand what we need to do for next season, trying to understand how we can move forward and continue to challenge. But Saturday was frustrating in the sense that I thought it was as well as we played. We played really, really well. We were far. I know it's easy to say they've scored two goals, we've scored one, they've won the game. But I thought we were far better in terms of performance against Burnley, created enough chances to win at least one game. And as we've said before, you know, just a little bit more ruthless in certain areas. But I couldn't be critical of them. You know, second half, very strong performance against Leeds. Whole 90 minutes, very strong performance against Burnley. And really disappointed for the players that we haven't got anything to show for it, points-wise.
And that's the galling thing, because your managers build teams. But, you know, I think you'd probably in the privacy in the summer, you'll be thinking we're just a little bit short. You know, good team, good everything about them, the ethics, just a little bit short, perhaps.
Yeah, but again, I think that's, you know, if you look at Burnley as a case in point, you know, work incredibly hard, which is a trait we've managed to get our team to do this season. They're incredibly organised. They don't come out of the slots too much in games. And again, something we've done really, really well this season. I think the biggest issue for us this season is having the goals in the team to win games when we haven't played well. And I think that's been a struggle for us, or even to win games when we have played well. And that's been a struggle. You know, I think when your top scorer's on nine goals, and that tells you that, you know, that's certainly an area we have to improve. Wasn't an issue, I don't think, when we were keeping clean sheets, but as you know, that's always going to come and catch up with you. So I think it's something that it's not going to be easy to get in your team, because as we've seen, you know, Andre Gray, 9 million. McCormack, 11 million. Rhodes, 11 million. You know, Forestieri, 3.5 million in extortionate wages. You know, so at the end of the day, it's not easy.
Huddersfield, though, I know you've been quite impressed with them.
Yeah, we have done. Yeah, I think they're, you know, with them coming up. And I think, you know, them and Preston are both similar in terms of hard-working teams, good organisation. And again, you know, it's two big games for us now in some ways. Yes, we all, if we're being really honest, we all want to get to the summer so we can move forward and start to plan and really have a bit of clarity as to what we need to do next year. But we want to still finish the season strongly. And I think you look at the players' energy in games, and I don't think you can doubt that. I don't think you can doubt whether the players are trying to win games of football. I think you can just say, like you said, we've just fell a bit short in two or three different areas at the wrong time of the season. You know, listen, if Hull can fall short at this time of season with the amount of money that they've spent and the players they've got, then you know, that's just the way it is sometimes. You've got to take it on the chin. But certainly over these two games, you know, we're going to learn an awful lot, and we really do strongly want to pick up some results and move forward at least for the last four games.
Is it frustrating, though, when you build a team and it is quite close, and just, is it frustrating as a management team?
Oh, it's incredibly frustrating. You know, Tom, listen, you know, since the day I walked into this club, like I've said it before, you know, openly, that I'm, you know, really proud to be Birmingham manager, and I'm so motivated to try and we've worked so hard to try and get results. You know, the last thing that you want to do is to tail off in a season where you've done, I think, pretty well. You know, I think pretty well. So we're frustrated. You know, I'm frustrated at times with a lack of consistency, and sometimes you then have to start to think, well, okay, you know, do we have to do something different, or be it a little bit more ambitious in terms of the way we bring players in the summer, which, as I said, will be difficult, but you know, that's something we've got to look towards doing to try and improve, because again, that's what we've got to do. We've got to try and improve, you know, all the time.
When will you sit down with the powers that be, the people in charge, and plan and know exactly what you can and can't do? When will that happen?
Yeah, I mean, we've sort of had conversations already around, I've said what I think we need But I'm saying that in on the basis of what I think we can do. Of course, what I think we need is, you know, yeah, we need to go and spend 3 or 4 million quid on a striker. We need to go and spend three or four. You know,
that's going to happen, though, is it?
It's not going to happen at the minute. So, so I think it's a case of, you know, can we bring maybe, you know, four players in at the end of a season that might be different to what we've got, or might be, I don't like to say better than what we got, might give us something.
More options.
More options for next season. But again, you know, that's we've got to keep working to stand still in some ways. It's how do we get in that top six? And when you look at that top six, you know, it's a real challenge because every one of those teams have gone hell for leather to try and get there. And you look at the likes of us and Ipswich, probably in similar situations, similar type of season, worked incredibly hard and maybe just that last little bit. So, but we've got to find it. You know, that's my aim, that's my job, and we've got to try and find it.
Is it right to assume that next year that this league's going to be even tougher?
I think so. I think you start the season thinking that every year, don't you? You know, when you see some of the teams, you go, this division's going to be a lot harder next year. And often some of those, you only need one or two of those teams to come down and perhaps struggle or have a little bit of chaos because they're now in the Championship. I think QPR found that this year. You've got a lot of players that have played in the Premier League. They don't really want to be in the Championship. And, you know, if they're not going to work hard in the Premier League, they're certainly not going to work as hard in the Championship Tuesday, Saturday. So it's hard to tell, but I think you could rightly assume that it's going to be a very strong division next year. You know, you're going to have Villa, you're going to have Sunderland, Newcastle, or probably Norwich, who are all going to have the capability of trying to get back very quickly. And you can add that to some of the teams who won't make it this season, some of the teams who might want to be stronger. So, but it's a tough, I think it's probably one of the toughest leagues in the world to get out of. And that's why sometimes when I stand there and say, I actually think we've done okay this season, one or two people think that's a lack of ambition. I think if you're in the game and you know just how tough it is, then I think that's a sensible comment to make.
Team news, anybody in or out injuries?
I think we're okay. Again, I've not seen all the players this morning. We've not trained yet, so I think we'll give ourselves a little bit more time, probably to name the team, just to see who's fit and available. But I think we played well Saturday. So again, when you played that well, the debate is, can you go again? I always like to give teams the opportunity to go again, and just you hope that by trusting and giving some the opportunity to go again, but don't do what we did first half against Leeds, you know, because you can't, it's hard to double guess, but no, we're okay bodies wise.